to do an anonymous survey to try to find out what's really happening out there. We felt that the CSO subscriber list was a good place to go because that should give us informed users for our survey.
And so let's tick off a couple of the top level findings here. And one of them, of course, in the age of WikiLeaks, everybody thinking about insider threats, and you some really interesting findings about insider threats.
Right. We are really pleased with this year's results because, like I said, we have been doing this research in CERT for 10 years now. And for ever since we started the survey, one of the questions we ask is, were you the victim of at least one insider incident in the past year? And these are malicious insider incidents. These are not unintentional data leakage or lost laptop.
Right. This isn't whoops. This is somebody who is a bad guy.
Right.
Yeah.
And every year it's around 50%, and this was the first year that we actually saw a drop. I believe this year's number is around 47%, so it's not a drastic drop. But another thing that we look at is insider attacks versus outsider attacks. You know, we've heard lots of numbers thrown around, which is worse. And it's been for the past few years around a third of the attacks out there were insiders and the other two-thirds were outsiders. This year it's 27% from inside and the rest from outside. And so we feel like finally maybe we're making some headway in this fight against insider threats.
But this is one of the things where the numbers of outsider attacks may be higher, but the ability of somebody, the real damage can come from those folks who are already on the inside.
Right. What we find is that technology is becoming very good at keeping outsiders out. Now,
yeah.
Of course, the very sophisticated outsiders are still getting in, but the insiders are in. So they don't even have to do anything sophisticated to steal your information, to sabotage your systems. And so that makes the insider threat that much more difficult to fight.
And in fact, part of the survey found that some of those insider threats, some of those folks are getting more sophisticated. Fewer number of them, but they're sort of better and better at what they're trying to do.
Yes. In the survey, we actually found, let me look for that number, 22% of the insiders who attacked actually used rootkits and hacker tools, compared to 9% last year. So, you know, we look at that and think, well, okay, so we're making some headway in fighting against the insider threat, but it looks like the more technically sophisticated insiders are becoming more prevalent. Mm-hmm. And so we started an insider threat lab in CERT last year, and we're starting to focus our efforts now on those kinds of insiders that are still falling through the cracks.
One of the other really fascinating parts of this survey has to do with getting the right people in the right place at the right time, and that is proving to be very, very challenging in the cybersecurity world, isn't it?
It is, and what we do is we look at these crimes as sort of a soap opera. Who does it? How do they do it? Why do they do it? When do they do it? What's the story behind these attacks? And by looking at it in that way, not just looking at what they do technically, we've come up with some pretty good strategies for stopping these attacks.
And talk a little bit about those strategies, because this is, I don't have to tell you, this is something that the government faces a lot, isn't it?
In government and industry,
yeah.
Yes. Well, for instance, you talked about being in the right place at the right time. We know that insiders who are going to sabotage your systems, wipe out data, publicly release information which is confidential, we find that those insiders are typically they are disgruntled, and they are what we say is on the HR radar. So they're not just coming to work crabby. These are people who are on the HR radar. They are being demoted, being sanctioned, eventually being fired. And so what we tell organizations is you need to have that communication between your human resources, your management, and your technical staff so that when you have a user, an employee, or a contractor who is on the HR radar, you need to go and look at what they've been doing. You need to look at what information they've been accessing, what scripts and programs have they been editing, because they may be staging an attack.
And there are a lot of tools out there for you for organizations to deal with this, access management, intrusion detection systems, all those kinds of things that are helpful not only with keeping dealing with the outsiders trying to get in, but they also help you deal with the insiders.
Exactly. What we hear from people is that, unfortunately, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
And not only that, but it's a field of haystacks. These tools have become so good that they are generating so much information. The problem is you can't watch everything everyone is doing. And so that's where, by looking at the whole big picture of the crime and saying, okay, you can't look at what everyone's doing, but if you have someone on the HR radar, then you can go back and look at all of the logs generated by all of those tools and see what those people have been doing. And similarly, for theft of intellectual property, we know that most insiders steal intellectual property like source code, trade secrets. They do that within 30 days of resignation. Mm. So likewise, when someone resigns who has access to your crown jewels, you need to be able to go back and see what have they been doing for 30 days prior to their resignation. So you can't just start watching once they get on the radar.